So how did you become involved in the Development Corporation?
Well, I had a letter inviting me to go and see the minister, who was Lewis Silkin, who was commemorated in the, if you look, lettering round the pool in the town centre. Lewis Silkin asked me, write a letter to go and see him. And I remember plainly, he said, you know why I've asked you to come and see me? And I said, I haven't, these are the actual words, I haven't a clue. And he said, I want to invite you to become a member of the Stevenage Development Corporation. And like a little child, I clapped my hands and said, how lovely. Can you imagine anything more challenging or more wonderful?
So you arrived at the corporation in
1950, wasn't it? That was the beginning of January. Yes.
When did you first visit Stevenage as a board member?
Oh, I'd known Stevenage before because my mother and father-in-law lived in Letchworth.
I see.
They were there all through the war. I knew Stevenage. And I suppose when I was on the corporation, I first, you know, went out. Well, I mean, it was hardly, I think one tiny little row of cottages had been built and that's all.
Yes.
When
yes.
I went. But it was so exciting.
Do you feel the other board members shared your enthusiasm for New Towns? Were there any who didn't?
I don't think so, but in different measure, of course, you see, because we were members of the Labour Party, and the chairman at the, when I joined, Monica Felton, she was a member of the Labour Party, of course. You know, after the war, we all thought we were building great, brave new world. You know, we're all dedicated, really, to build the brave new world. And the brave new world was very much to be the new towns.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, it was, we were filled with enthusiasm and dedication, if you like.